from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or hit us up on the X at 929 Morning Shift if you want to weigh in on any of the hot topics going on around the show or just in general, maybe something we're not paying attention to you want to get thoughts on. It's Mike, Squid, and Ali Mack hanging out with you here on a Tuesday. We are not live from Flowery Branch today because the Atlanta Falcons have headed south. They've flown south for the August to head down to Miami. They're getting ready for practice later on this afternoon. You got a problem with that, Squid?
No, man, you do you.
You know what I'm saying?
You do you.
You know, they flew south. It's all good.
I think as Dylan would say, you do you, boo. You do you.
You do you, boo. Dylan, don't let him do you like that, man. Don't let him do you like that. Look, like I said, if you want to get at us on the X, and our buddy Eric weighed in on the you might suck as a person. He said, you might suck as a person if you drive slow and distracted in the fast lane. Have to agree with that. There are a couple of caveats, but that's a pretty good broad generalization of saying if you're driving distracted at all, you suck as a person.
You know, another one for me is if you have to bring attention to every single thing that happens in your life, you might suck.
An oversharer, yes. If you will.
Like
that's a good point.
Like there's just some things that are just that that's not a big deal.
Keep
it
locked up.
Nobody cares.
I don't need all that.
Especially when you're posting it on Facebook or Instagram. Like let's leave all the private details in your home.
Yeah. Or the person on a public page who wants everyone to do, like, wants to yell every. If you have top contributor next to your name on any social media page, you might be a sucky person. I am sorry, not sorry.
Oh man, be careful. You might be a top contributor.
No. Only on Twitter, I'm a top contributor. Everywhere else, I'm just a sightseer.
I used to have a Twitter rule where you had to be a follower to tweet ratio. You know what I mean? Like if you had 1,000 followers, you couldn't go over a 5-to-1 ratio. You couldn't have more than 5,000 tweets. Now, obviously, Twitter's been around for, 17 years now, so that's gotten a little out of whack. But social media rules, Ali, and I don't know if you have any, but I try to stick to most of my social media rules. I don't need to broadcast them, but I have strict rules.
I try to keep Messenger from Facebook off my phone because I don't feel like you should be able to call me if you don't have my phone number.
Yeah.
And why did they make that a calling feature? Because I had randos calling me. I was like, no. This has got to go.
Next.
Next.
I have a timer on my Instagram so that I don't just mindlessly scroll. Like, you know what I mean? I think it's 30 minutes or 45 where because you get those busy fingers and all of a sudden you're just opening it up for no reason. And I'm like, no, that was stupid. Why am I even looking at this? And then in a half an hour later, you're just like in some rabbit hole that you should have never gone in.
Or you open up an app and you're like, I had a reason that I was going to look at something and now I can't remember. So I'll scroll until I remember. Oh, it's a vicious cycle.
It really is. It really is a vicious cycle. Bo, do you have any social media rules for yourself?
Never name call. As soon as you name call, you lose. You have lost an argument if you have to attack the person.
A pretty good rule.
If don't cuss, because obviously I'm a public figure, Mike. I don't know if you know this, but
okay, you lost me. You lost
but
me.
No, and I'll
wait. I was going to give you credit. You lost.
As soon as a person attacks me and like what I am, I'd start laughing as I'm like, oh, gotcha.
All right, let's go out to the phone line. Let's get to our buddy Squid Billion up in Dallas, Georgia. Allie, I'm so sorry that I have to call this guy Squid Billion in front of you, but that's what his name is. So what's up, Squid Billion?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir?
Solid list today, Mike. I got to say, if you're not familiar with it, Brian Regan, comedian, has a bit titled the Dinner Party, if you want to YouTube it. It's all about the conversation one-upper.
Oh,
and based on the wisdom teeth, the stories, you know, I had two pulled. Oh, I had four pulled. Oh, I had eight pulled. I had my whole jaw removed, actually. So,
that's
a solid bit. I drive a lot for work as well, and I don't become enraged behind the wheel. I become very passive aggressive and sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, man, you really know how to drive, don't you? You're doing a great job this morning. You really understand the rules of the road. Well done. Good for you, sir.
Well done.
So that's me behind the wheel.
I love
the show, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
You know what? He's better than the elder because I name call. And I do name call in the car.
Bo stresses me out when I'm riding with him. I'm like, dude, you need to calm down. Like, you're going to have a heart attack behind the wheel.
Yeah, that can be dangerous.
Well, you know how I know that I'm not the road rager that's going to pull over and, like, you know, get out of my car and try to attack you is because I just scream as it happens. And then I'm like, I'm good. I just keep on moving.
You are a definite road name caller. All right, let's head out to Jefferson. Let's get our buddy Chase in. Chase, good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Mike, love the list, but also it's got my blood pressure up, and you're about to find out why. So first things first, just blanket public service announcement. It is so depressing how hard it is for people just to be decent. Like, the fact that this list is even a thing is absolutely depressing.
Yeah.
Having said that, I have a direct story. I don't know this lady's name, and she's lucky because there's no might be a bad person. She is a bad person. So I am happily married. I have a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful 4-year-old, 1-year-old. Several Sundays ago, I was on the golf course. My wife went to the store, Kroger. They've got a Starbucks in there. She's got both the babies by herself, and she's like, all right, I got to go get a few groceries.
Yep.
Got the babies with me. I'm going to get me a Starbucks coffee. Boom, great. Sunday morning. Awesome. Her and this lady are going into the walking up to the register at the same exact time. And my wife, being who she is, basically says, oh, you go ahead.
Right.
Thinking in her head, this lady's going to see me with two babies, and she's going to let me order my drink. The lady literally doesn't even say thank you and, like, speed walks in front of my wife. Red flag number one. This lady goes and orders 16.
Oh.
One less than 17,
no.
One more than 15 drinks.
No, Chase.
If I would have been there, I don't care, man. I'm leaving in handcuffs. Randy Orton, RKO that lady right there in Kroger. No problem. Lady, I don't know who you are, but you are a terrible person. Love the show, guys. Have
thanks,
a great one.
Man. Look, man, I can honestly say, as somebody with an almost 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, that my wife probably does that exact same thing, and I can just vibe with you on that. I would have probably knocked that lady out, too.
I'd have loved to see someone RKO'd somebody in the middle of middle of a Starbucks.
And as I just told you, my wife don't play that game.
I mean,
she'll knock somebody out. She ain't going to jail in front of her kids, but she'll catch you at a different time.
So if the woman had walked up and said, okay, I have 16 orders, would Lindsay have been like, excuse me, never mind?
Probably. Let's be like, ma'am, I'm actually dealing with two toddlers here. Please step out of the way.
Well, I mean, let's just break it down to the simplest form. If you know you're going to order that many drinks and there is one person with two kids and at the same time as you, you're automatically a bad person for not letting that person just get on up out of there.
Can we just state, too, that if you're ordering 16 drinks at Starbucks, the chances are you're not a good person to begin with. You know what I mean?
Well,
what
well
I mean?
Hold on. No, no. She might have been ordering like, for somebody.
You're clogging the whole store up. Well, put it on the mobile order or something.
That's true.
I would say that does seem like something. Of course, no matter what, 16 drinks is going to
cost. I guess y'all been interns at radio stations. I got to imagine that y'all probably done that before.
Yeah,
I take that back.
I mean, you knew that it was a good day, but a long day when Steak wanted Goldberg's back in the day.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Minty over in Atlanta. What's up, Minty?
Good morning, everyone. I am enjoying myself listening to your list, my boss. As a truck driver, I have a running tally of either dash cam or camera phone photos and archives of what people do in their cars. All day long, all I do is just look down on people in their cars, so I can always see everything they're doing. And, you know, there have been times I wish I had one of those Fury Road front-end loader scoops on the front of my truck, and I think to myself, like, if I remove you from the populace, no one would be upset with you because you are a really bad person.
Oh, I love it.
I really wanted to let you guys know why I'm a peripheral Atlanta fan, because I feel like Atlanta teams get us emotionally invested, and I, as an individual, I just can't take the letdown. So having given you that preface, the cycling road race that happened this weekend, there's an American girl that took gold. So they're riding like 50-something miles throughout Paris, and about halfway through, she crashes. So she gets up and methodically stalks the lead group, passing everybody, and in the home stretch, the way she smokes the competition, I'm in my living room bawling in tears, like, oh, man, you did it. Before I turn around and call myself, like, that's why I can't get really invested in this whole thing. But it had me riveted. You guys got to see it. I mean, it was like a legendary comeback story, and I was like, yeah.
I love it.
That's why I'm a peripheral fan.
I love
the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Minty. And if you still want to get at us on the socials, on X, at 929 Morning Shift, a lot of good calls this morning. People weighing in on the you might suck as a person list. So I'll be honest with you. I kind of agree with, I think it was Chase. He was like, it just stinks that we even have to have this list. But nonetheless,
it's a shame.
Trying to do the people a favor, man. Trying to do the people a favor. All right, the morning shift's going to roll on. It's Mike, Bo, and Allie Mack. We're going to talk these Falcons, what to expect when they head on the field later today down in Miami for those crossover practices. Don't want to miss it. Stick with us. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift hanging out here in the Midtown Studios. Mike Squid and Ali Mack hanging out with you here on a Tuesday. People continue to weigh in on the I don't even know what to call this anymore. The Twix, the Twitter, the X, whatever you want to call it.
It's Twitter, dude. Just call it Twitter. The X is whatever. Everyone knows it as Twitter. The app formerly known as Twitter.
Our buddy Squidbillion actually hit us back up and said, oh, yeah, by the way, one more to add to the list, littering. That is.
Yeah.
So I saw somebody that put, like, a box of Popeyes down in the parking deck this morning when I was down there, when I pulled in. They obviously opened up their car door, didn't want any more, and just put it on the ground. And I was like, dude, let's go.
You know what? What's one of the biggest phenomenons I've seen is in Marshalls or TJ Maxx, someone will always put Starbucks, half-drank Starbucks, in the candle section.
Yeah.
Always. Now that you've heard me say it, you'll see it every time.
So frustrating.
That's random. You know what? I'm going to add one now that you brought up a parking lot. People that double park on purpose. and like, I pull in the parking deck this morning, and I park in a spot that there's nothing to one side of me, so I can park, and I can park a little bit over because there's nothing over there. I had to park like almost halfway over today because the person next to me was already there and they were way over. Yeah. And like, hey, don't park on a, because there's a pole there or a post. Mm-hmm. Don't park next to the post if you can't fit your crap car in the lines.
Our girl Tish also weighed in and said, there aren't bad people, but annoying. The people that work out at 5 a.m. and act like the rest of us waste our day because we don't work. Leave us alone. We don't want to work out at all, and especially not at the crack of dawn. Tish, I'm feeling those good vibes, man. So appreciate you guys all weighing in.
You could also socials. You could add people that try to do like more than two machines at one time, and or using more than one machine, and the other machine is on the other side of the gym.
Yeah.
I
do hate the people that are on the machine that will scrub the socials. And you're like, I get it, man. You need your 2 minutes for your muscles to rest. But
I do that.
It's been like 8 minutes.
Well, I do, you know, 2 minutes. I do 2 minutes on two socials minutes, like, and
set
lift again.
Set a freaking timer. I don't need you. And Garrett just got my ear and said the word littering. And it reminded me of littering and smoking the reefer. Anyways. Great movie quote. All right, we got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons before I get in trouble talking about any other movie quotes on this microphone. J.D. Bertrand, look, he joined the Midday Show yesterday. They are headed down to Miami, and he talked about what it was like, looking forward to hitting somebody in those Miami uniforms.
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's almost back to college in a way. Like, you're out there, you're starting off, you're the guy right there, and then you got all the special teams groups. And so I think the other thing that I'm excited for is it'll be a new offense with new challenges, and so being able to play them in the week and then kind of study that film during the week to be able to prepare for that game and prepare for that final performance.
I'm not sure anybody is hotter right now in terms of Falcons newcomers, maybe aside from Darnell Mooney, who also had a good night Friday night at the Benz. As far as Falcons newcomers, Kirk is just in a league of his own. I'm not trying to go there. But I'm not sure anybody is a hotter name right now than J.D. Bertrand because, look, Mike Penix has been good. I don't know if he's blown the roof off of anybody when you've watched him in practice. It's been good. He's been solid. He is a rookie quarterback in his first training camp. But Bertrand and his ability to cover from the middle linebacker spot, I think, has been an eye-opener for a lot of people. And to be honest with you, when you look at guys like Nate Landman that we've compared him to, I don't know that they have always had that ability. They're kind of very specific in the way they play defense in the passing game.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you kind of want guys like Caden Ellis and Troy Anderson to be the guys that are doing more coverage than Bertrand or Landman. But, I mean, I think Bertrand fits more naturally from people I've talked to, you know, and Dave Archer and I were talking about this yesterday, than that he would kind of be Landman's guy. I push back a little bit though on the initial statement about maybe the names you've heard, you know, that are the freshest. I think I've seen a lot of good things out of Darnell Mooney, who's a Falcon newcomer, not a rookie class guy.
Yeah.
I think that Ray McCloud has absolutely stood out in a good way as a newcomer,
sure,
with what he's done in the passing game. So, You know, I don't think necessarily you're wrong. I just think I would throw some other names out there. Charlie Warner is, you know, you and I had this conversation. I got my, Allie, I get, this is called my spot.
Oh,
this
here
is
we
my,
go, Allie.
Is this self-made? I am curious.
No, no, this is not self-made.
Okay.
So this
it's self-ordered. Does that count?
No,
I don't make the underwear that I bought off Amazon, but I went about ordering
actually,
them.
I, okay, fair. Actually, I don't order this. These come for, okay, for Wes and Arch, and I spot for Wes. I'm the executive producer of the network,
right,
the entire radio network, and the spotter for Wes. And so it comes with names. And I looked on here, and I said, Mike, who's Robert Burns?
Yeah.
And he goes, what? And I go, well, Robert Burns is listed on here as a fullback, but he's not on. And I go, but I'm not. Do you recall seeing this guy? And I said, I didn't know we had a fullback this year.
Allie, I tell people all the time in this microphone that nobody knows this roster like me and Squid. As a tandem on radio, nobody knows this roster more than me and Squid.
So, right. I go
so when he
90.
Hit me over the head with this morning, I was like, what? Who's that?
Who is it?
So, well, it's lit. He's lit. I go to the 90-man roster. No, not the here it is. He's on the pup list.
Yeah.
But he's listed as a fullback. We have seen Charlie Warner, who was signed in the offseason from San Francisco, and he played at UGA. I think Warner might actually be a Georgia kid.
He is.
Overall, I believe he's from Greenville. But no, he might be from Tiger, Georgia.
Well,
anyways, not important. Fact of the matter is he's came in here as a tight end. And he's going to be a blocking tight end, but he's also played some H-back stuff and fullback kind of stuff. And so he's been that guy that plays that fullback position. So when I saw Robert Burns, I was like, what? But Werner's a guy I've seen a lot of things out of.
Well, and I think, look, he plays H-back. And I mentioned this to Arch the other day. There's not two people on the Falcons roster that are listed at the same position that do more different things than Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner. And we talked about the Falcons tight end position as opposed to what it was last year. You don't have Jonnu Smith. You don't have some of, you know, the Parker Hesses of the world. You don't have those guys. Mykole Pruitt, right? It's a different room other than Kyle Pitts this year. And Charlie Warner is being asked to do things that he's never been asked to do, that nobody ever here has been asked to do. He's playing H-back. Allie, you were talking earlier about you've been watching receiver a little bit. So George Kittle, I haven't watched much, but George Kittle, speaking of tight ends, seems to be a guy that's kind of winning a lot of people over with his performance in the show.
He has such a great personality. I mean, he has fun every single time he goes out there, and he gets that he gets to do this. It's not a have to.
Right.
And that's what I love.
It's a get to, not a got to.
Yes, I love people like that. And he has so much fun, and his wife is so supportive. It's just, that entire show is so enlightening to that position.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too. And the reason I bring that up is because Charlie Warner played with him last year, and it was a lot of the same kind of relationship between George Kittle and Charlie Warner. Now, I think Kittle does a little more inline blocking at the line of scrimmage than Kyle Pitts is going to be asked to. But I'll be honest, over the last couple of days that I've watched, Kyle Pitts has been attached to the line of scrimmage, being asked to block on the backside and block out on outside linebackers and block out on Arnold Ebiketie and do different things. Now, here's the other end of that conversation. Charlie Warner will insert on the backside of running plays and on the front side of running plays. He'll go in motion. We've started to see that bow a little bit from the wide receiver position, haven't we? We've seen that speed motion and kind of the insert from guys like Drake London and company. I'm starting to get pretty excited about where this offense is headed.
Yeah, I was excited as soon as I had some conversations with Zach Robinson off the record, and I asked a couple of questions of things that I wanted to see that I missed from the Kyle Shanahan days. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, oh, yes, I love that. I love that. Bring it back. but you know, when you talk about Drake London, when we talked to Drake London last week, I asked him, hey, what is something that is underrated of your game? And he was like, my quickness. You know, I think and Drake make no bones about it. He doesn't sit here and tell you he's going to compete as the inline speed champion, you know, straight speed guy. But he's like, look, I'm quick. I can get in and out of breaks, and my burst is better than people think. I think there's some truth to that. I don't think Drake is as big and plodding as people want to make. I also don't think he's the fastest guy on the team. But I think with those quickness in his bursts and his little movements, I think that would help this offense, and especially some of the routes, the concepts you're mentioning.
Right, and I think when you have a guy like Drake London, if he can insert into the line of scrimmage and then be a part of play-action pass, if he can just kind of body somebody up and get in the way, but then be a part of those play-action passes and get downfield, I think he's going to have a great year. Allie, I have one more question about the receiver, because Like I said, I have not watched this. Mm-hmm. What are the other wide receivers that are actually a part of this show? Because I'm starting to hear rave reviews, and Hard Knocks starts tonight, so I'm going to probably try to watch that.
Yeah.
But I think I need to get back and watch the receiver series.
You've got Tyreek.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
Number one player in the NFL, according to his peers.
So they do follow Debo.
Okay. I can get with that. I'm here for that.
I'm trying to think. It's been a minute since I watched it, but
it's been out for a while. I was going to say. Justin Jefferson.
Yes. Oh, Justin Jefferson. I mean, he is insane.
Yeah.
So that entire show, you should watch it. It's really good.
I'm looking forward to that.
I've kind of heard that Devontae Adams came off like a little bit of a diva.
A little bit. I mean, he was just saying he needs to get out of here before he gets killed when he was going out for plays and coming back. And so that's a little dramatic.
Were they all mic'd up like during games too?
Yes.
That what was? Oh my God. I gotta check that out. All right. So we're going to go on to the next segment, and I don't want to do anything crazy and throw at Life a Squid without him being prepared for his little tease over there. But hang on for a second. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Bo, what is coming up on the Life of Squid?
I will tell you why I'm rescinding my standing ovation rule for one former Atlanta Brave when they come to town in September. Next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:41:36 right here on a Tuesday morning. We'll get to a Life of Squid in just a minute. Mike, Bo, Ali, Mac hanging out with you. Having a good time, man. It's been a fun show. Just chopping it up, doing a little, off schedule kind of things. Braves were not in action last night, but they'll get back on the diamond tonight. The Falcons headed down to Miami where they'll start their crossover practices today. Olympics, a lot of craziness still going on. One of the great things, Ali, about the Olympics is, Bo and I never get to watch live sports during the show.
Right.
And now that they're in Paris, we're like, yes, there's live sports on every morning.
On
this
all
is
the time.
Awesome. Dude, so that's been pretty cool.
I just, the women's wrestling, the final was on. And
women's like the actual wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah. Women wrestling, real wrestling, like Greek, Roman, or whatever they call it.
I wasn't sure if you were just pivoting to WWE because I know that. Allie was talking about how big of a wrestling fan she is just a minute ago. So.
Well, the funny thing was, I was sitting here watching. I was like, man, we was in a commercial break. I said, this women's wrestling's kind of intense because it was America versus China.
Intense like camping.
And obviously, I always want to beat everybody, especially them. And because they're another superpower like us. And it's like, all right. And I was like, man, this is so intense. Obviously, the American won, but yeah. And now I look over. I told Allie, and I know Allie's like, yeah, it is intense. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch. I don't think I've ever watched female wrestling before, except for WWE.
Sure. Yeah, I thought it was weird though. After when the American won, she did the suck it sign and then jumped on the scorer's table and was like chanting to the crowd. But
do we
whatever.
Have time to talk about this for Life Squid? Allie, yeah. She was talking about how she watches WWE and has gotten into it with Grant and watches whoever else. I'm not big into it. I was when I was younger. I haven't had a chance, obviously, to watch recently, but I did play football in high school against Roman Reigns.
Did you?
Yeah. He's so from my hometown. We bumped heads once or twice. So good, really good football player, obviously, and went to Georgia Tech after that. But yeah, so.
Did you see his big comeback over the weekend?
I did not.
Yeah, he came back and had
I forgot to turn on my DVR.
Spoiler alert, if you're a wrestling fan and it's 3 days later and you haven't watched any of SummerSlam.
Sorry.
But I saw that he came back and had interfered with the Bloodline, which was his family, like the, what are the twins that,
The Usos.
I don't know, the Usos. They're I played them in sports growing up too.
No
they're Rikishi's kids.
Yeah,
The Fatu brothers.
So
we just called them the Fatu brothers, and now there's another name in the wrestling world.
Well, you don't go by your own name in wrestling. Come on.
Well, I mean, it would you if your dad is a Hall of Fame wrestler, maybe you can.
What were they going to be?
The Fatu brothers.
Rikishi's kids. Yeah, but Rikishi never went by Fatu. He went by Rikishi.
Well, Rikishi Fatu. That was his name.
He never went by Fatu. It was Rikishi.
Okay.
Allie can pat me up on this.
I was more of a WCW guy anyways. Anyways, man. You got something to talk about, don't you?
Yeah, I've always got something to talk about.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, a little W Sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix. How do you like Bloody Mary?
I love a Bloody Mary.
Talk right now. She's so stunned at your activities.
We got to give you some Bloody Mary mix brought to you by the W Sauce. It's Key West style, and it's Garrett Chapman approved, believe it or not. So get over to WSauce.com. You can pick your bottle up today, and you can find the regular W Sauce, the Breakfast Sauce, the Fireshire, at all your Publixes, Ace Hardware's. I've even seen it in some Kroger's, so it's out there. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, or you want a fifth wheel, Mike, for your little truck.
Have we decided if that's the correct way to say plural Publix? Is it Publix's? I don't really care.
It's my segment. I can do whatever I want. So get over and call my boy Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
That's from wrestling, too, Allie. I don't know if you noticed that. Little nation of domination. All right. I've been very vocal about when it's appropriate to give standing ovations for players who have come back to the city of Atlanta. I don't believe in booing guys that have won titles here. I don't believe in booing guys that left here on decent terms. And I do believe that Freddie Freeman left on good terms, even though his agent screwed the pooch and he did not have control of his agent, maybe like he should. But I really do feel for what the Freeman family is going through right now. I don't know if you guys have seen this story, but his son, Max, I believe, short for Maximus,
yeah,
is finally came home from the hospital. They was being treated for, how do you say this syndrome? Is it Guillain-Barre syndrome?
Guillain-Barre. Yeah.
It's a rare neurological disorder. And from what I've, and Mike, you might know a little bit more about this, from what I've kind of seen, it basically is almost like a reset for the kid. And Freddie was talking about it yesterday in his presser. Freddie was gone for like 10 days from the Dodgers dealing with this and being there for his family, as he should have been. And I guess he said that Max is acting very normal again. See, he's Max, but he goes, it's frustrating because he's having to relearn everything.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's obviously some kind of neurological deal, and it's I don't want to go out of the way, but you know how some people have medical conditions, like be it a stroke or whatever it may be, that messes, you know, neurologically messes with you, and you have to kind of go learn, you know, about learning to walk again and talk again and do all these other things. I'll say this though, man, watching Freddie in that pregame presser yesterday hits every single feel you have in your body. Kids or no kids or whatever it may be, when you hear him talk about his own family and how absolutely terrifying that, you know, picture your kid, your husband, your wife, whatever it may be, whoever's special in your life, that all of a sudden they just wake up one day and have a neurological disorder and you have to rush them to the hospital. And I believe it's called the PICU, the pediatric intensive care.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm sitting there watching him going, I don't know how you are dealing with this. And I don't even know how you're, even with 10 days, I don't know how he's suiting back up.
Yeah, basically it can be triggered by an acute bacterial or viral infection, and sometimes it can start as weakness and tingling in the feet and legs, spreads the upper body, can cause paralysis, and you need physical therapy to relearn all those things like, you know, walking and stuff, which, you know what I was mentioning. So Freddie came back, did a press conference where he was very emotional before the game, and he got a standing ovation from the Dodgers fans, which was awesome, and the Phillies, who they're playing, who they beat last night, by the way, so now the Braves are only 5.5 games back.
Right.
They were cheering for him. And so I've had this thing, Allie, and I know Grant may or may not disagree with me, but I don't think we need to give Freddie a standing ovation every time he returns to the city of Atlanta, which we did the first time, and then the next night, and then the next night, right, and then they come back next year. Last year they came back, and we decided to do it again. And I will say this, though. I think if he is on that trip, which I'm imagining he will be in September when the Dodgers come to town, which will be a 4-game set, that first night, Braves fans,
you're signing off.
Stand up, cheer for this man, give him a standing ovation. He deserves it. This has been a tough thing for his family. Should all be thinking about the Freeman family. However you go about that, you know?
And I do want to point out, too, and I think Freddie did a nice job pointing this out, that it was awesome of the Phillies, especially the battery, the pitcher and the catcher, of kind of getting out of the way for a minute, letting him have his moment, letting the Dodgers fans react when he stepped in the box. And he said that when his music started playing, that he could hear kind of a roar coming, and he said he immediately got emotional. But kudos to not only the pitcher and the catcher for the Phillies, Bryce Harper gives him a hug at first base when he gets a hit and gets on, and that was just an awesome moment.
Yeah, and him and Bryce are close. There was that thing when Bryce became a free agent that there was there was really no hope, but fans had a glimmer because they knew that Freddie and Bryce were close. Bryce Harper, whatever you think about him, he's one of the top five baseball players in the world. And he's also not a bad dude. He's just a villain. And he's a villain because he doesn't play for our team.
Goes all the way back to when him and Jonathan Papelbon got into it in the dugout.
I love Papelbon. You know, though, Jonathan Papelbon is one of the great jerks that came out of baseball. So I had no issues with
–
I know – look, Papelbon was justified in why he was mad.
I was going to say, don't get me started, man.
He was justified in why, but he's still a jerk.
All right, when we come back, we'll catch up with Steak and Sandra. They're in the bullpen out there. We'll figure out what they've got going on. It's the Morning Shift. Mike Bo and Allie Mack here on a Tuesday. Stick with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.